Welcome to episode number 73 of the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, where Christina and I dive into the most important part of your fitness journey that you might not or might expect us to talk about, knowing us and the holistic approach that we take to things. I'll give you a hint, and it's not your exercise routine, it's not your nutrition, but it's going to be something that is most pivotal to how you actually follow through on your actions and how you're going to see results in the long term, and not only see those results, but keep them. So as always, if you like the podcast and you want to support it, all we ask is that you share this episode with a friend, family member, or coworker who would benefit from it. One share can go a really long way and supports our mission to help as many people as possible to live a healthier, sustainable lifestyle. Finally, we would love you even more than we already do if you took the time to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are how this podcast moves up the ranks and becomes accessible to even more people. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you enjoyed this episode number 73, the most important part of your fitness journey.
Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Lynn, and I'm here with my co-host, Marissa Roy. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the most important aspect of your fitness journey, and it may surprise you what our answer is.
Yeah, and it's not your diet. It's not your training program. It's not your sleep. It's not your stress management. All of those things are super important, as you know, because we talk about them all the time, but do you want to spoil it, or do you want me to spoil it?
You can go for it.
Okay. What we're going to be talking about today, is your mindset and how your mindset really impacts every little thing that you do, that you don't do, how far you get in your journey, how you sustain your results, and how all of this just impacts the trajectory of your life, to be like totally honest. And yeah, I'm excited. I will be totally honest with you guys that we don't have a very concrete outline or plan for today's episode, but it's just been on my mind lately, a lot of different limiting beliefs that I've broken through and that I'm continuing to break through and that we're helping our clients break through, that have come up in conversation lately, or we've seen a meme on Instagram or motivational quote. And all these things are just really top of mind right now. And, you know, while they're fresh, we figured why not just give you guys a bunch of different mindset nuggets today. And this could be an episode that maybe you come back to when you find yourself like limiting yourself in your beliefs and in your progress, right? Maybe you come back to it when you're needing some motivation or a pep talk to talk yourself off a ledge or push yourself to the next level with something. So I'm excited for what this episode could become.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny when you talk about not having an outline, like we literally were like, we'll just talk about mindset shit. but I think like you mentioned before, we do talk a lot about training in nutrition and all the different aspects of that, but we not equal amounts of episodes on mindset, but we do a fair amount on like growth mindset and just different aspects when it comes to just, I guess, like you kind of mentioned, Marissa, just like the rest of your life and like how to, like, it's not just like, oh, I'm going to diet for 12 weeks and then I'm all of a sudden this like amazing person for the rest of my life and that's it. I don't need to grow anymore. So just like how to continue kind of fine tuning and growing your mindset, because, I think it's just really important that like, we're never done growing. We're never done with our journey. Like we're constantly evolving and growing and learning from our mistakes and our failures and becoming a better person. So, we have done so many, I feel like we've done a couple different podcasts on growth mindset, but we talk about it a lot and reference it throughout a lot of our episodes. Because it is so important and we recognize that. And I would say, and I think we've talked about a couple different clients in particular, but, you know, when we have a client who's doing everything right, who's checking the boxes, who's drinking their water, who's hitting their macros, going to the gym, but they're a mess mentally, that they have a lot going on, and maybe they just aren't trying to, you know, they're not managing their stress, or they have a lot of anxiety and they're not taking care of themselves mentally, they will not progress. Versus someone who might be like, yeah, I kind of hit my macros and yeah, I've, you know, I missed a couple training sessions, a couple cardio sessions, but they're doing all the things that they need to do to take care of themselves mentally. They're going to continue to make progress. So I think that that's really important. And like Marissa's saying, those things are important, but I would say that your mindset is more important.
All right. Because your mindset dictates, you know, how you follow through on all those other things, how consistent you are with your actions, and, you know, what that all means to you in the long run. And, you know, I think another reason that this has been really top of mind lately, too, is the beginning of the quarter. So we're recording this at the beginning of April. The first week of the quarter is like, honestly, becoming one of my favorite weeks ever, because it's when I get an opportunity to actually talk with my team about what we call a performance projection plan, so PPP. And in that, you know, it sounds like something like a performance review, right? It's like, oh, you didn't hit your metrics, or you didn't do X, Y, and Z right. But it's actually quite the opposite. It's literally just, I get to ask questions to my team about our core values and our vision and our mission and how they feel they're currently aligning with that vision, with our mission in their work, in their personal life, in their relationships. And we set goals for them to basically embody the mindset of our core values in their day-to-day lives and therefore in their work better for the next 3 months. And it's just such a growth-oriented conversation. And I love it so much because it's like, how can we act with more integrity? How can we be more courageous in our communication? How can we energize people and empower people within our community? And like, doing that is talking about getting uncomfortable, breaking our own barriers and walls down so that we can be better, more evolved versions of ourselves. And so I've been doing that all week. So that's probably why, now that I'm thinking about it, like why I wanted to talk more about this. But Christina, you made me think of something when you were like, oh, you know, you don't just do something for 12 weeks and then stop and then you're done, right? This actually happened today on our team office hour. We had a client who was like frustrated that she wasn't seeing the physical results that she wanted in the time frame that she wanted. And we kind of talk about this on like our getting rid of our timeline episode too. But she was like, yeah, like I know that this is like a lifestyle. I kind of realized like I'm not just going to finish like these 6 months for her. That was her time frame. She's like, I'm not just going to finish these 6 months and then like stop. So like, I understand. And I was like, yeah, I was like, I asked her, I was like, what are you going to do when your 24 weeks are up? Are you going to quit? Are you just going to be like, yeah, I achieved it. Like, I'm just going to stop fitness now. Or like when you hit your dream body, right? Do you just stop at that point? Or do you keep improving, keep growing? Like there's always more to learn. There's always more to do depending on what direction you want to take it. And so for her, that was a big wall that got knocked down today, was just like, oh yeah, when I'm done with like these 24 weeks, like my journey doesn't stop. Like I'm doing this for the rest of my life. So like, I'll get there eventually. So that was a really cool like breakthrough that she had. That was really just monumental.
Yeah. So I had a similar kind of conversation with a client yesterday who had just finished our 90-day fat loss program. And she didn't lose the weight that she wanted to lose, but she had made a whole bunch of mindset shifts, like just night and day difference. And we were talking and she's like, yeah, you know, I didn't lose the weight that I wanted to, that I had originally set out as my goal. And so I asked a question, of course. but I was like, would you have rather lost, you know, 10, 15 pounds, but have made no mindset shifts and have been the same person? Or would you rather have had the results that you had now, where you didn't lose a lot of weight, but you feel like you're a different person, stronger, you can handle stress better? And she's like, yeah, yeah. Because she knows that she can take that and continue to make progress. So again, it is like we've talked about before with the, you know, marketing aspect, or like we put, you know, or you buy into a program and you have X amount of weeks. And so sometimes it does feel like a deadline, or you do feel like, oh, I didn't reach my goal. But it's continuous, right? Like we can keep going, and it's not like, oh, well, now I'm done with this program, so I don't have to drink water ever again. Like there are habits that you still instill, but when you shift your mindset, that is so much more important for you in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I want to rewind a second before we move forward. And just for anybody who hasn't watched or listened to our episode with Dr. Casey Joe or like any of our mindset type podcasts, and maybe you're new to this podcast, first, welcome. But I want to define growth mindset versus like fixed mindset quickly, right? So a growth mindset is essentially we are open to change. We're open-minded to developing new ideas, perspectives, and we're basically just aiming to grow in all areas of our life. So we're taking things that maybe we believed once before, but we're allowing ourselves to change that. Whereas a fixed mindset is kind of believing like this is the way it is, and I'm stuck like this, and that's just the way life works. And so basically you can have a growth mindset in some areas of life and not in others, and they can flip-flop and they can change, and they can, you know, change and develop with time in either direction. So it's like just something to constantly be aware of is what are your mindsets and your beliefs around certain things at any given time, depending on the phase of life that you're in, and how can you continue to shift those things to just become an overall more well-rounded, better, healthier person. And I kind of want to use a personal example that I've actually been kind of struggling with lately, because I was reflecting on this morning, because this morning in particular, I went to breakfast with a friend at 8:30. We stayed and talked until like 10. Then I drove over to another coffee shop. Didn't really get started actually working for the day until like 10:30, which is a little late for me. And then worked from 10:30, 11-ish to 2:30. So only like 4 hours-ish. And then drove over to get my nails done. Had an hour long mani-pedi. Came back here podcasting, and I have one more call and my day's over. That is very weird for me. And it's almost like it almost makes me uncomfortable to have a day like that. I feel kind of guilty in a way, because I feel like I should be at my desk for like 8 or 9 hours straight. And that's something I've actually been working on a lot, is breaking my own fixed mindset, my own limiting beliefs about time versus value. Because, you know, up to now, I have joked that I pretty much just walk the line of burnout all the time, and that is my life. And I joke about it and people will laugh, but like, that's not actually a good thing, right? And I understand that. I'm self-aware enough to understand that like that is not healthy long term. But every single phase of my life that I've been in, you know, whether it was in undergrad when I was building this business to start, or grad school and, you know, having that third job that I didn't need, and like now scaling the business and having a team and wearing a bunch of different hats, I've always found a way to justify being overworked and doing so much and too much. And so for me, my fixed mindset or my limiting belief with myself is that I must dedicate more time in order to produce more value. And so this is an interesting fixed mindset, because I think about this with my own work hours, but with some of my team members, I actually preach the opposite. For example, my coaches, I'll say, hey, it doesn't matter if this client's check-in takes you 10 minutes or 10 hours, like ultimately they're going to get a certain amount of value from it. And that value in 10 minutes versus, I'll just use a more realistic example, 1 hour, they could get the same amount of value. And in fact, they're probably going to get more value out of the 10 minute than the 1 hour amount, because it's going to be simplified for them. It's not going to be so complex. You won't have overthought it. Like, it's just simple, direct. They understand what the point is, and they actually walk away with more, because people pay for simplicity when they are paying for coaching. So I actually preach that to others, but for myself, I feel like I need to be locked into a 9 or 10 hour day at my desk to feel like it was a quote unquote good day or productive day. So I'm trying to break from the I need to be busy and overwhelmed to I am providing value, because now sales are almost all out of my hands. operations and systems are running without me. Delivery to the clients is like pretty much 90% not me. Pretty much all I'm doing at this point is marketing and content and leadership, which means some meetings and developing people and conversations with those people, and then just batching my content, which doesn't need to be a 50-hour week. So it's very, very weird to me and very uncomfortable. But that's like one example of an area that I have a fixed mindset that I am understanding that I need to change. I'm working towards a growth mindset in that and trying to still feel the gratification and satisfaction out of providing value rather than time in my work week, which is so weird.
Well, I think the other thing too is this is a new phase for you, right? Like it's new. And so you're still kind of navigating like what that looks like, and it's uncomfortable. And so I think that that translates to other people too. Like when they're starting their health and fitness journey, like it may feel weird and it may feel like not normal yet. So I think that that's important to kind of like understand and recognize.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely very, very true. If it's brand new, and it's, I think when it comes to people starting their fitness journey, it's like they often think the same thing about in order to reach my fitness goals, I need to dedicate more time. I need to do more things, and it's going to be overwhelming. Therefore, I have to wait till it's the perfect time. Therefore, I have to be able to go all in, right? And we often hold ourselves back because of that belief. But in reality, most of the time what we do is take all these random sporadic efforts that are going in a million different directions and just channel them. And actually, most of the time people end up doing less because it's actually fitting into their life rather than trying to like go out of their way to do things. So that's like a time versus value type of paradox with clients and people trying to live a healthier lifestyle as well. It's not always about more.
Yeah. And I think that kind of translates into the all or nothing mentality that a lot of people have, where it's like, I'm either in the gym 7 days a week for 3 hours and I'm eating 100% clean for every single meal, or I sit on the couch and watch Netflix and eat pizza every single day. Like I'm either like all or nothing. And so, because I feel like when people think about dieting or they think about a healthy lifestyle, they feel like it has to be hard, or they feel like they have to be like all in and, you know, giving 110% every single day. And we can kind of like meet in the middle, right? Like we don't have to spend 3 hours in the gym. Like maybe we only spend 45 minutes, or maybe, you know, you have a kid and you can only do home workouts a couple days a week, you know, or, you know, whatever it might be. And like, instead of having like clean meals, like maybe you can still order pizza and have it for dinner, but like you like are finding this balance. And I think that that's sometimes what people actually struggle with, because they feel like sometimes their fitness and health and fitness journey needs to be harder, or there needs to be more to it, where you can really find like a nice, happy blend of the two.
Yeah. You made me think of a few people, because there's been clients that we've worked with that, because there was like, it almost seemed too easy, like that it was too good to be true. It's like, I just have to like eat protein, drink water, and exercise. Like, that's it. Like, where's the secret? Like, what's the secret sauce? How many more hours do I have to put into X, Y, and Z, right? It's almost like unmotivating for people who haven't really understood how they've been thinking about fitness in the past compared to how they think about it now, which is where I think self-awareness plays a really big role in this journey. And I think it's not talked about enough. I think we talk about mindset, 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 but so many people are not self-aware enough yet to really evaluate or analyze their own mindset in that way. And so, like, I want to kind of just have you pause here if you're listening to this, and just like ask yourself how often you've tuned into your own thoughts, recognized patterns, and kind of observed yourself almost like from the outside, because I feel like there's like levels to conversations that I have with people. And obviously this conversation with you, Christina, like we're both very self-aware and we have a high level of thinking, but that's not everybody. And so if you're somebody who struggles to really grasp like this growth mindset thing, this fixed mindset thing, and you're really struggling to identify where that is for you, I think the first step is honestly just like start paying attention to your thoughts, start paying attention to what you say to yourself, how you talk to yourself, and develop a level of self-awareness of like your patterns, your different tendencies in your day-to-day and your thoughts and in the way that you speak. And one thing that can be really helpful is like journaling or writing down the thoughts that you have throughout the day that are related to something you're trying to work on. Because a lot of times I think people don't know where to start with this mindset stuff because it's like, it's so over so many people's heads because they're like, what? Like, I don't even know what I'm thinking. Like, how am I supposed to identify any of this? So I think the self-awareness piece is like huge and just like getting started with developing a growth mindset.
Yeah. So I am going to pivot a little bit. To what your client was saying. And I guess I wanted to say first that yes, that's a great thing. Everyone should definitely take some time to think about how they're thinking. but pivoting to talk about a client who you kind of like jogged my memory. So continuing with clients who hold themselves back from kind of like what you're saying, she was like, is that it? Like, that's all I have to do. Yeah. But this client was stuck in her own limiting beliefs, but also she was finding it really difficult to move past her current beliefs. So she was, and I'm sure a lot of women relate to this, she was one of those like F45, Orange Theory, like burn, you know, bar, whatever they call them, those type of classes. And they're not bad, right? Like, and I'm not saying that if you do those things and you're like, hey, Christina, like, no, like those are great workouts. Like they're hard. I'm sure I would die if I did one right now. So that's not what I'm saying. But a lot of women feel like they have to be doing this, like a huge amount of work in order to feel like they worked out. They feel like they need to be super sweaty. They feel like they need to be jumping in between. They feel like they can't have any sort of rest periods. They have to be out of breath and they have to be super sore, whether it's like when they're leaving the gym or the next few days for them to feel like they got a quote unquote good workout. So we tried to transition her over into more of a bodybuilding type, like lifting workouts. And she felt like they were boring. They were too easy. And so one of the things that we tried to do was shorten the rest periods. We tried to incorporate some supersets, things like that to make it feel a little bit more fast paced. But we were still trying to have her slow down and focus more on the lifting and, all of those different things that we preach and we've talked about on the show, but she just couldn't move past the idea that that did not equate to a good workout. Therefore, she was not going to see any results. Therefore, she was not going to do the workouts. So her mindset of not being able to like shift and being kind of scared that she was going to fall behind, even though she wasn't happy where she was now, she fell off with the program. She couldn't do it. So I think that's something too, is that a lot of times we get stuck in our comfort zones and it's really difficult for us to move past into the unknown because we have all these, well, what if it doesn't work? What if I am, you know, if I waste all this time and energy on something and, you know, rather than just being like, well, if I try it and I give it my best and it doesn't work, well, at least I know, right? Like, I know this didn't work for me. You know, and if you only do it for a couple weeks, like still I'd give it more time, but it is really easy to try something and then just revert back to your old ways. So being open to new theories and new experiences, I think is another really important aspect. And Marissa and I have talked about this because we've been doing this for a really long time. So that means that we've seen the fitness trends. We've seen the trends with eating. We've seen how things can change. And again, the other thing that we've talked about before is like, if you have someone who's like, I am the intermittent fasting guy, like that is my thing. And then research comes out and says, hey, fasting is not good for you, but they're like, no, I'm the intermittent fasting guy. And they're not going to change their mindset or beliefs based on the research. So, well, that's a red flag. So Marissa and I, like, we, our style of training, our style of eating, our methods for coaching have changed because we've, like, maybe anecdotally, we've seen something within ourselves. We've seen things with our clients. Research has changed, and we're open to those changes, and we will implement them because we're not just stuck in this one way of thinking. So I think that's really, really important for wherever you are in your journey, because we've talked about that. Like, you never stop learning, you never stop growing. So just being kind of like open to trying new things.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I think, especially with the person that you mentioned, who's like, she's just struggling with getting past that belief. I'm curious if you ever like sat down and tried to break that down with her, because sometimes we like she probably never got through to the point of understanding on her own. I mean, understanding, okay, I don't like these workouts. Her thought process could have ended there, right? It could have like just been like, I just don't know why I don't like these workouts. They're boring. Like, I just can't stick to it. I don't know why. And then you kind of dig in and you maybe do a little bit of questioning and you're like, what about it don't you like? Well, I'm not sweating and like drenched and, you know, heaving by the end of the workout. Okay, what do you like about that? Well, I like the fact that I feel like I'm going to burn more fat. Why do you feel like you're going to burn more fat? Well, because like if I sweat more and I'm breathing harder, it means I'm burning more calories in the moment. I'm like, okay, well, like, is that what's going to get you to your end goal? Well, no, I know that having more muscle is going to get me to my end goal. Okay, well, if you are heaving and puffing from these lifts, are you going to build more muscle? No, probably not. I'm probably wasting my energy. Okay, so then, like, and you kind of lead, right, into that. Because I don't think, it sounds like she might have only gotten to the point of, like, understanding, I just really want to feel like I'm burning calories, or I feel like I just want to be sweating. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that would have been a great outcome. I would have loved to have gotten her on the phone. However, she was very, very fixated on all the negative aspects of everything and didn't want to resolve anything. It was more so like, I want to complain. And Yeah. So that, I would have loved the opportunity to have tried to break the limiting beliefs that she had and move past it. But yeah, so I think that kind of is a, you know, and it wasn't a great outcome, obviously, but I feel like it kind of serves the purpose of kind of like, again, being open to hearing different sides, being open to trying new things. And then also, I think, kind of, and this goes back to my counseling background, like, I'm very solution oriented. So, you know, it, like, let's say Marissa, like, you and I had a fight, like, we had a huge fight, right? Like, maybe you, which is like super rare. I can count like on maybe two times on my fingers when we've been like frustrated with each other. But let's say we had an issue. I don't know, you said something and it made me feel upset. And
that's hard to do.
Yeah. With how laid back we are. Yeah. But, you know, and Marissa, maybe you said like, I'm really sorry or something like that. And I just continued to harp the entire time. Well, you said this and you did this and it made me feel this. And, you know, you also said this one time and you're like, I'm sorry, in the future, I won't do that again. And I'm like, okay, but you said that, like, that doesn't get us anywhere. Right. Like, I'm just not moving past it. And like, not saying that you shouldn't be able to share your feelings, because 100% valid. But if you are not trying to move past it or find a solution and move forward, then you're not going to get anywhere. So, I mean, I don't really know if that has anything to do with like fitness and nutrition, but trying to be more solution oriented. And maybe this could kind of relate to like, oh man, I tried all these fad diets and nothing worked for me. And someone's like, well, have you tried this? And say, well, no, but I tried this and, you know, I got scammed and I don't want to work with any other coach because they're all bad. And it's like, well, do you think that you just worked with a couple bad coaches and maybe there are some good coaches out there, you know? So just moving past and trying to find a solution. So instead of complaining, maybe just say, okay, well, I found 10 things that don't work. Maybe that means the next time I do try something, maybe that one will work for me because like I've exhausted all my options, you know? So just having more of like a positive spin on things and maybe looking for like the silver lining rather than like trying to stay in this like negative headspace all the time.
Yeah. And that's really hard for a lot of people to stay positive or to have hope in things. Like, I feel like sometimes people often have one bad experience and they like lose hope in humanity and they're like, well, that's it for me. And that is a fixed mindset as well. So there's a lot of ways. I mean, Christina, you made me think of, someone in particular who kind of, exemplified the same limiting beliefs that held her back from making the progress that she wanted to make. And she only could harp on, you know, the negatives versus kind of seeing, you know, what she could have done differently, what could have been better, what could have been improved on her side. And there was also honestly no constructive criticism for our side either. So we were like, I really don't know what you would want me to do here. so yeah, it happens and it's really, really unfortunate. And it sucks to hear that too, because it's like, we have the best of intentions for people, but sometimes we can hold ourselves back with our own mindset, and it can lead to us feeling like we had a bad experience with something, or, you know, feeling like we're not worth the end result that we are looking to achieve, or maybe we'll never get there. So yeah, you definitely reminded me of some stuff as well. But
so sorry, I want to piggyback off of that, but I think that kind of comes down to taking like a little bit of personal responsibility, right?
Absolutely. So
that client was very much placing blame on, and of course I don't know the story, but placing blame on the team. And, you know, it's very much this, you know, you did this, or you promised this, or this. And rather than saying, well, you know, here are my concerns. However, I probably could have communicated my feelings earlier. I could have, you know, brought up the fact that I didn't like XYZ, or I probably could have put in more effort into, you know, here. So, and I come across that sometimes, like, you know, we've obviously recently done a couple different programs. And, you know, when it comes to constructive feedback, I had some concerned, but then I always come back to, well, I probably could have done this instead. I probably could have done this. But, you know, it kind of has to go both ways. So I think that that's really important. And kind of like what you're saying is, as coaches, we have the best of intentions. We're not here to take your money and just say, see you in 6 months. Like, we want to help you. We want to help make your life better and help you reach all of your goals. And we are very much willing to work with you. If something doesn't feel right, if something, you know, like the example earlier, if you weren't liking your workouts, all right, well, let's see how we can tailor them, to, you know, fit your lifestyle and your wants and your needs and your preferences. But at the same time, like, we can't just have you join the program and have you do nothing and you reach your goals.
Or so, have you do the same things you were doing before, only the things you like. Like, that's literally not the point.
Right. Exactly. That's why you hired us, is to make a change. And if you don't change anything, you're not going to reach your goal. So having a little bit of that personal responsibility and kind of reflecting again and thinking, could there have been anything that I could have done on my end, whether that's communicating better, whether that is putting in more effort, you know, whatever it might be. I think that's really important within your journey as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you nailed it on the head. Like, that's exactly what I was talking with their coach about. And we were just kind of going back and forth. We were just like, is there anything, like, are we missing something here? Or like, is there a lack of personal responsibility in this person's mindset around this? We're like, yes, there is. And like, there are things that I think we've taken from that experience and understand how to empower people to speak up more, better, to provide those resources that maybe they were missing. But at the end of the day, like, that would not have solved the problem that person was facing, because that person was facing an extreme lack of taking action on themselves early enough to see a result. So I don't want to get too down in the dumps with all that, because those I mean, honestly, those experiences are very few and far between. But kind of want to, I don't know, let's pivot here on some more growth mindset and belief breakers that maybe we've come across lately. I know I have a list, but just some stuff that's been on my mind lately. And I don't really know how this is going to tie in, but I definitely want to at least spit these out for people. And one thing that I reposted today as well was, it was a quote from someone, I don't remember who, but basically it was a quote saying something like, something being impossible is an opinion. Impossible is an opinion. And it was basically saying how, like, if you decide that achieving something is impossible, that is your opinion. Because someone else could very well say, yeah, I can totally do that. And they'll go right ahead and they'll do that. And I've never heard anyone say that before, because impossible is just a very commonly used word in our vocabulary. But I was like, damn, that's really cool. And it reminded me of the time that one of our mentors, Travis, posted something on his Instagram story. And he said, what are your thoughts on this? Being overwhelmed is a limiting belief. And I never even thought of that, because to me, up to that point, being overwhelmed was an emotion, not a belief. But I thought about it and I responded back to him and I said, overwhelmed equal sign, thinking this is too much for me, right? So whatever's going on in your life, whatever you're dealing with, all the stressors, if you're thinking this is all way too much for me, therefore I am overwhelmed, then yeah, that's a limiting belief, right? Because you could very well flip that and say, this is not too much for me, I can handle this. And, you know, maybe you physically can't, but like, you can believe that you're capable and you can get through as much as possible. So those were two things that I thought about a lot today, where I was like, it kind of sparked like the thought of this episode, where it was like a huge eureka moment for me, where I was like, wow, that's really cool. I like that.
So someone correct me if I'm wrong, if you want to send me a DM, but from my, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard this, but with the mile, like the time mile, and all these sprinters were saying that you can't run a sub 4 minute mile. It was impossible.
Oh yeah.
You know, impossible. And everyone, you know, couldn't do it. And then till someone did, and everyone was like, oh, you can run a sub 4 minute mile. And from that point on, there have been multiple people, not just multiple as in like a couple, there have been people that are able to do that because they now know, like, oh, it's not impossible. Like, someone else did it, I can do it. So I think that that is like, it's just crazy. It's just like one person did it. Now everyone's like, oh, okay. Like, it's not impossible. Like, we can do it. So I've had a few clients in particular where I had like reached out and be like, hey, like, have you thought about like contest prep? And they're like, I don't know. Like, maybe, or like, I don't know if that's for me. And I was like, I don't know, like, you have all these qualities. I think X, Y, Z, I think you'd be really good at it. And now they're doing it and now they love it. And now they're competitors, but it wasn't until they were given permission to do it too. And so like, we've talked about that before where I feel like, I don't know, or if maybe if you had had someone talk to you about like overwhelm and like, I don't know, or like if you had had a different mentality where it's like, oh, well, maybe I'm just like, I don't have the right systems in place, right, to handle what I'm doing right now. Like, or I'm just not doing things as well as someone else. And I don't know. So I think I don't really know where I'm going, but just kind of like, what?
Go ahead. You can finish if you had that thought finished.
Nope.
Okay. Well, you know, you actually made me think of something like really pivotal with that, which was, you know, we talk about how that was a great example, the mile, and then the sub 2 hour marathon, same thing, right? And that's crazy, because it took one person, and something that I took away from the last mastermind that we were both at was, I forget who said it, but someone, they said that basically one of the reasons that they had achieved what they had achieved, they were on stage and they were speaking about their big company and their massive success, and they were super humble. But one thing that they said that really stuck out to me that I loved was he was just like, I wish I remember who this was, but he just said, like, I just had this semi-ignorant self-belief. Like, semi-ignorant. Like, I understand, like, there are potentially, like, physical limitations to human beings, but, like, ignorant enough to where I can just be like, yeah, I'll do that. And, like, it's this outrageous goal that, like, you have no idea if you can actually achieve it. But if you just have a semi-ignorant self-belief, you're like, yeah. And I can imagine the person who first broke that four-minute mile, the first person who first broke that two-hour marathon had extreme amounts of semi-ignorant self-belief because they were probably just training and training and training. They were saying, you know what? People say that I can't do this. People say that no one can do this. Fuck that. Like, I'm gonna do this. And they probably had no freaking idea if that was even possible, like if their body could handle it, but they would just train for it and believe and believe and believe. And guess what happened? And so what you made me think of was the power of community and thinking, if they can do it, I can too. And I think that's why, like, in our coaching groups, like our group calls, why those are so powerful. Because it's one thing to have somebody who's like 20 steps ahead of you in your fitness journey tell you, you can do it, right? But if you get on a call and you're a mom of three and you're like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this thing. And you get on the call and there's two other moms of three that are like, hey, I had this breakthrough this week and like I totally did it. I lost an inch on my waist and I did X, Y, and Z. And the other one's like, oh my God, they did it. They're mom of three. Like they're going through what I'm going through. I can do this, right? And so it's that power of like camaraderie and community that like coaches can't offer to somebody, but peers can. And so like, I know you do this in your coaching program, it's something we do too. Our office hours have just blown up because of this, because the people that have been getting on those calls have been just steamrolling past the clients that haven't, in terms of progress and mentality. And we actually had one girl who re-signed for another 6 months on Monday because she has been on almost every single call once a week. And she takes notes. She's listening. She's in there. She's absorbing everything. She's open to the change with her mindset. And she in particular inspired change in multiple other people who were on those calls. And it was so cool to see that trickle effect. And one thing that she had said, and one thing that she had picked up on, is the way that she talks about herself. And so the biggest thing that she took away from her first 12 weeks was, you know, she used to identify herself as like a spiraler, like one bad thing and I'm screwed up, right? Like I'm gonna eat everything. And on Monday or Tuesday, she was reflecting about her experience. She was sharing some of her wins with the team on the call. And she was like, you know, I haven't been great at managing my nutrition and social events in the past, but X, Y, and Z, I'm working on this now. And I was like, you did that on purpose. I called her out. I was like, you said that on purpose, right? You said, I have not been this way in the past. Instead of saying, I'm a spiraler, I'm a stress eater. She said, this is a past version of myself. And now I am this kind of a person. And she was very careful about that. I knew it because she was taking notes the last time we talked about it on a call. And she was like, stuff like that has literally changed the way that I view life. And like, that has been so cool to see with like things that other clients have said influence her. What she said has influenced others. So there's so much like power to a community and like what you can learn from that on a mindset perspective and like what you can believe you're capable of is insane. So that was just a fun nugget that I wanted to share.
Yeah. And I think, well, it is really important. And I love that mentality shift that she was able to make, but I think it's important that we want to surround ourselves with people who are similar, right? Like the mom of three surrounding herself with other moms, like who are like, oh wow, they can do it. I can do it too type thing. But at the same time, like, you know, going back to the sub 4 minute mile, like if everyone was only surrounding themselves with people who did sub 4 minute miles, they would have never like had found that other person or like had heard, you know, type thing. So it is really difficult. Like I'm going to continue to harp on the mama three. So let's say she's in this Facebook community, she's in this group and all she sees are these young, you know, 20 some women who are in college, like they don't have jobs. they don't have, you know, kids, they don't have a husband they need to make dinner for. And they're like, how, you know, of course they can make, you know, they can reach their goals. Like, of course they can do it. And it's like, I think it's important though, that you could like maybe learn something from them as well. So while I do think it's really important to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, also be open to learning from other people who may have a, not a similar background as well. So I don't know if I made my point that well.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. And put yourself in rooms with people that are going to challenge you and push your way of thinking. Something that I forget who told me about this, but maybe I was listening to something, I don't know, a podcast, book, whatever, but something that I realized that creates a lot of change in people's lives, including my own, is but who you surround yourself with, right? And everybody says, oh yeah, you're some of the five people you spend the most time with. Yeah. Like everybody gets that. But what does that really mean? And to me, you know, I see a contrast between, you know, what we do, Christina, and people we surround ourselves with, and what we're doing for our clients by putting them in groups and in rooms with people that are looking forward. And I've noticed that the people that see the most growth in their life, the people that experience the most change and develop a growth mindset, are the ones that sit in circles and talk about the future. Whereas the people that don't make progress and box each other into, you know, past versions of themselves and struggle to make change are the ones that sit around and talk about and reminisce on the past. And that's a huge difference. So next time you're at a gathering with friends or family, pay attention to what the conversation is. Are we talking about, hey, I'm working towards X, Y, and Z. I'm, you know, building up this, or in the future, I'm planning on doing X, Y, and Z, versus remember that time when you did this. Remember that time, because what that's doing consciously or subconsciously, it's boxing you into a person that you once were, and you don't have to be that person. So acknowledge that, because you can always change the person that you're becoming, and thinking forward towards that person and help surrounding yourself with people who are going to help you do that rather than box you into the person you were in college or high school or elementary school is going to be so beneficial to your growth. And, you know, there might be, you might be limited in how you can do that, right? You might live in a small town. You might, you know, be friends with the same people you were friends with in elementary school. But that's where this virtual community really plays a big role of like, find people that are like you in terms of wanting to grow through Zoom, through the internet, through a coaching program, through a mentorship. Like that is some of the most valuable things that I've been able to reap through mentorship and those sorts of things myself. Because you know, learning the tactics, the skills, the strategies with business and fitness is great. But like the people that you're able to learn from and being able to hear how they tick, what makes them go, and, you know, how forward thinking they are just pushes you farther in that journey as well. So that's just my two cents on your community too.
Oh, I love that. I don't know if I have anything else. I feel like that was kind of like a mic drop to end the episode. I know before we had started this, and we don't have an outline, but there is one thing that you talked about with imposter syndrome. So yes. I don't know if you, yeah.
I was hoping you were going to give me time for that. I was going to say one more thing.
Yeah, no, I want you. I think while that is a mic drop, I feel like you might have another one.
Yeah, I have two mics. I just dropped one. So, in my left hand, I have, so we were kind of talking about imposter syndrome, and this relates to, what we were just talking about with like surrounding yourself with people that are going to push your boundaries and move you forward towards the person that you want to be. So I want to talk about that, the person that you want to be. So I'm going to use myself as an example just because it's easy. The person I want to be is this boss CEO, like this amazingly like put together amazing leader, this person who just has a greater understanding of like where my company's going to go, how to best lead my team, how to take care of myself while doing all of that. Like, I have very, very high standards and aspirations for myself, right? And therefore my company and what I want to do. And you can think about this in the frame of someone who just wants to lose 50 pounds, right? Like, they just want to lose 50 pounds. They want to be that person who's 50 pounds lighter. So whoever you want to be, we often feel like that person is an imposter. So when we start acting like that person, we start getting imposter syndrome, right? So like, I might start doing leadership stuff, take a mentorship. I might take some courses. I might lead people. And I might be like, who am I to do this? I am an imposter. And we often feel that way. But Mike Zeller, I was listening to a podcast that he was in, and he's kind of like a business coach as well, kind of speaks in the entrepreneurial space. But he said something on this podcast that, like, I loved it. He basically just said, what if, and just consider this, what if the person that you're trying to become is really you, and the person that you are today that doesn't measure up to that higher version of yourself is the imposter? Think about that for a second. What if you today, the person that's not acting on the goals that you have, the person that's not living up to your highest potential, what if that is the imposter, and your actual destiny, your actual, end goal should be to step into the shoes of that best version of yourself? That was really freaking cool for me, because I was like, I don't have a ton of imposter syndrome, but I definitely struggle with it in certain areas. So to think of it that way and completely flip it as, this is actually the person I'm supposed to be, and like, who I am right now is like, I'm supposed to be moving away from that. It can totally flip your mindset from like, who am I to lose weight? Like, I don't deserve that, or I'm not good enough, or I will never get there, to I'm supposed to be that person. Who I am today is not, that's not right. I need to move forward. And then therefore you act in accordance with that person that you're trying to become. And soon enough, you'll wake up one day and you will be that person. So that was really, really cool for me to hear and just kind of sit with for a minute. So I really wanted to share that with you guys. And hopefully it blows your minds the same way it did mine.
And to wrap up and give one more kind of thing that jogged my brain with that is, when you are in a phase of change and you're trying to, you know, become a different person, you're trying to level up in an area of your life, it's really easy to get caught up on the negative side of things. So let's say, for example, you are trying to lose weight and you have 9 people that are like, wow, that's awesome. Like, you're so happy. Like, you have inspired me to change. And then you have one person who's like, you know, why are you eating out of Tupperware? Or how come you can't have 10 margaritas with us? Or you're changing, you're not the same, you're no fun. It is really, really easy to get caught up on that one negative person's like perception of you or their comments. And then you might think like, oh yeah, who am I to change? Rather than thinking about the other 9 people that have given you this like positive feedback. And so I think it's like, you know, talking about imposter syndrome, like, obviously I'm a brand new mom. Like, I've been doing this for 5 weeks. It would be really easy for me to say like, oh my God, I can't swaddle right. I can't, you know, breastfeed properly, or I can't do X, Y, Z. Therefore I'm an awful mom. And just not even think about all the other times that I've been able to soothe my child, that, you know, he's been sleeping really well, like breastfeeding is going really well, you know, whatever it might be. Like, it's really, really easy to get caught up on the negatives. So trying to force yourself, even if you're not a positive person, to search for those and to think and challenge your thinking, like, am I actually a bad mom? Am I actually not a fit person? Or was this just one instance of me not being great yet? So just certain things like that. And I think it goes back to changing your wording and thinking kind of like, is this fact or fiction? Or like, where is this perception coming from? Like, how can I kind of change this narrative? So we thought this might be a quick episode, but of course we have all these different examples, and, you know, as we grow and evolve, we have different things that we like to talk about. But hopefully you guys, maybe like Marissa was saying, if you're having like a bad kind of day, or you're really struggling with something, you can come back and pull a couple nuggets from it and really kind of change the way that you're perceiving things.
Yeah. And just on that note, if you are looking to break down those beliefs, I don't know if you pulled this from the short episode I recorded, but miniseries number 7, The One Trick That Will Break Down Your Limiting Beliefs. It's a 15-minute episode. And I literally just go and take you step by step through how do you go from believing I'm not worth this or I can't do this to, or is that not actually proof of that? And are you actually fine? So I gave you a couple examples there, walk you through the formula, and just take a pen and paper and listen to number 67. It's really, really good. And it speaks directly to what you just said, Christina.
Awesome. Well, we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode and got a lot of value out of it. And if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can find both of us on Instagram. You can find me at Christy Lynn Fit. Marissa is at Marissa Roy Fitness. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope to see you back next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something from it. Please remember that Christina and I are not medical professionals, so if you're going to make any changes to your exercise or nutrition routines, please consult with your doctor or medical team first. Finally, we would love you even more than we already do if you took the time to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are how this podcast moves up the ranks and becomes accessible to even more people. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday here at the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast.